This is the night when you brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry land. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. Tonight is our Passover, when Jesus passes over from death to life, from being held in the grip of death in the tomb to resurrection life. We have been on a journey. Actually, through the week, I've been calling it a pilgrimage. We began last Sunday in procession, shouting Hosanna, waving our palm branches. And those shouts quickly turned to calls for crucify him, crucify him. We journeyed on to the upper room where Jesus shares a last meal with his disciples, taking ordinary bread and wine and making them his body and his blood, taking ordinary water and washing the feet of his disciples, a symbol of his servant's love. And then yesterday we journeyed to the foot of the cross, with horror gazing upon the worst humanity can do, seeing the depth of God's love for us, Jesus loving us while we use violence, while we are consumed with hatred, God loving us so much as to die for us. And this night we gathered in the beginning of darkness at sunset, gathered with anticipation that this story continues. This journey will not end in the defeat of love. That Jesus takes the worst humanity can do, hatred, quest for power, violence, and takes them with himself to the cross. Through his death, we are set free from everything that alienates us. Through the power of his resurrection, we are set free even from the power of death. We are set free to live in resurrection life. This night, through the waters of baptism, we die to the old life. We die to Satan, to the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God, the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God, from all sinful desires that draw us away from the love of God. And through the waters of baptism, we are raised to new life in Christ through his resurrection. We turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior. We put our whole trust in his grace and love. And we promise to follow and obey him as our Savior. The resurrection of Jesus, which we share through the waters of baptism, sets us free. Sets us free from a life of fear and anxiety. Sets us free from the violence of this world. Sets us free so we can love. We can love as Jesus loves, without counting the cost, when it is returned and is easy to do, and even by the power of the Holy Spirit, when it is hard work, when we don't feel we have love in us, when we are called to love our enemies or those who hate us. Through the power of the resurrection, we, like Jesus, can love even when it is hard. Tonight we hear Matthew's account of the resurrection, with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary going to the tomb at dawn. They expect it's going to be just like they left it. The stone will be in front. It'll be sealed. But it doesn't turn out that way. There's an earthquake. An angel rolls away the stone from the tomb. And then, and I love when this happens in Scripture, the angel says, "Do not be afraid." The stone moves. There's an earthquake. There are angels. Don't be afraid. And then shows them the empty tomb. Jesus is not there. And then the risen Jesus appears to them and also says, "Do not be afraid." And they worship him. And he tells them, "Go tell the others, I will meet you in Galilee." And they go with that mixture of fear, but also great joy. It didn't go as they expected. But there is great promise in what they find. I think this account reminds us that resurrection is not easy for us. It is not easy to grasp. It sounds like it should be simple. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. But it is surprising. It is amazing. It can be terrifying. It is outside our expectations. It takes time for the disciples to understand exactly what has happened. What it means that Jesus is raised from the dead. It takes time for us. But the promise is that this night, our deepest longing, our sadness, our suffering is answered by God. It is answered by dazzling light kindled in the darkness of death and the tomb. A light that strips away our fear and disbelief. A light that overcomes our terror, that overcomes even the power of sin and death. It can be tempting for us to look for the living among the dead, to expect things to be just as they are, maybe even to comfort ourselves that things are this way and they won't change. But that's not our call this night. Our call this night is to step inside that empty tomb, to see that Jesus is not there. There is no life, in fact, in that tomb. There's no reason to stay in that tomb. This night shows us that Jesus has left that tomb and takes us with him. Takes us from the grip of death and pulls us into resurrection light. Jesus rises to free us from the ways of death, from the empty promises of this world, and through his death and resurrection, defeats all that holds us and sets us free so we can choose life with him. We can choose to walk in resurrection light, to walk in love as Jesus loves us. And so this night, Jesus passes from death to life and takes us with him, lifting us to the divine life of the Trinity, pulling us from the hold of the tomb into the promise of eternity. Let us give thanks for the victory won this night by the death and resurrection of Jesus. And may we always walk in the new life of the risen Christ. I want to close with a short quote from an Easter sermon by John Chrysostom, one of the great preachers of the church, a 4th century Eastern bishop. And John Chrysostom has powerful words for us this night. He says, "Death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and demons have fallen. Christ is risen, and angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life rules. Christ is risen, and not one dead remains in the tomb. For Christ, having risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who slept. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever." Amen.